What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 173 of Strong the Iron Will Way. One thing that happens when we see people who are at a level of success in a given area, whether that's the workout world or business world or maybe just life in general, they seem to be doing well, happy, content, successful. I think we kind of assume that they've always been that way, or that things weren't hard for them, and I think that is most of the time an incorrect assumption. So I'll give you an example of something that even just happened today. Today, Coach Rachel was deadlifting, and she was working on a new technique, and she did a great job just after we tweaked it a little bit, and I said, well, that looked awesome. You're a natural. And she said, well, I'm not a natural. I've been doing this for 5 years, right? So the point was that sometimes it's almost not insulting, but it diminishes the person's work required to get there by saying that she's a natural, right? So if I were to say, oh, you're a natural, like things just come easy to you, and it's kind of like, no, actually, I sucked at this, and I've worked really hard for 5 years, and now I'm good at it. And I think that speaks to a lot of things that we see. So because we talk here about things, you know, maybe not always related to working out, but that do connect to it, I think today's one of those days. So when you see someone that is at a place where everything's going pretty good, again, and you kind of assume that things have been smooth sailing for them all the time, I think often you'll find out that it hasn't been, and that they've just managed to get through the tough times and have come out the other side. And I could say this goes for just about every person I've ever met. Particularly at higher levels of success, they've gone through some shit to get there. So it got me thinking about how I see a lot of people when they're going through these challenging times, and I see what they're focusing on. It reminds me of, I'd say off the top of my head, there's been at least three or four times, I'm 48 years old, there's been at least three or four times in my life that I can remember going through pretty extended periods of time. By extended periods, I'd say minimum of 6 months, maybe up to 2 years sometimes, very challenging mental and emotional periods, feelings of, I would go so far as to call them despair, but really feeling like things aren't good, they don't look good in the future, no idea what I'm doing or what to do, several of those. So I'm currently not in that state right now, and I'm very happy about it, but going through those states at various times in my life, I learned a lot of stuff. So going through one of the most recent time I went through it, several years ago, when that happens to me, I look to external sources to provide kind of insight, guidance, help, support, and just use it as opportunities to learn more and figure out ways to get through it. So in that time, a friend of mine who was a big podcast person, this was before I was either doing a podcast or even listening to them, turned me on to, I believe it was an audio book actually, by a woman, and I can't remember her name, but one of the quotes that stuck with me that she said was, stress is arguing with what is. I'll repeat, stress is what is arguing with what is. And that spoke to me so much. And her point was, you know, sometimes we spend so much time pushing back against what the circumstance is because it's unfair, it's bad timing, it shouldn't be happening this way, this wasn't supposed to happen. And we're using all this energy against something that just is. And that's not helpful or productive in any way. So her point was, the faster you can accept that this is what is and then begin making strategies and plans to deal with it, the better. And that alleviates the stress, because it's not necessarily the situation as much as it is the arguing against the situation. So I thought of this. This happens a lot in our workout world and also in kind of the real life world. And in the real life world, I just saw an example of it where a person that I'm familiar with was recently let go from their job. And in her mind, it was unfair. in the people's mind to let her go, it was justified. So who knows what the right or wrong answer is there, right? Maybe it wasn't justified, maybe it was, maybe they could have handled it differently, maybe they handled it just fine. In her perception, though, it was unjust and handled poorly. So she's been spending a lot of time and energy now fighting that, kind of making it known that it wasn't handled properly, kind of fighting the decision, wanting to get it out there that it was an unjust decision, that she was deserving of staying there, and all this energy. But none of that's going to change the fact that she no longer has this job. And what it is going to do is take away from her time and energy towards finding the next job and doing things that are going to be productive to getting that job. So the more time she spends and the more mental energy she spends arguing against what is, and what is that she no longer has a job, the worse it's going to be for her. So I think this is a really important lesson in what we're doing here too. So for example, I've seen people who, due to some circumstance change, and maybe that's a job change or loss or a change in their family dynamic, maybe it's a divorce, maybe it's they started having children or something changes and they're not able to sustain their current maybe workout program. So instead of working out 4 days a week, they can only go two. And they're very frustrated by this and their lack of ability to get the same results, you know, just do what they were accustomed to doing. So when that happens, the faster we can switch into, okay, this is my new situation, this is what I have to do. Now that might be an acceptance of, it's going to be twice a week for a little while. That's probably step one. Step two would be, how can I figure out how to get those 4 days a week back, right? If I can't do it like I was doing it before, how can I figure this out? But it's problem solving, simply problem solving. So when things like that happen, when things that are unforeseen and they pop up, because they will, they've happened to me countless times, focus on spending less time fighting the situation and why it happened and trying to find reasons and you know, arguing with the universe how it's not fair, but instead try to move more quickly into accepting it and then put that energy that you would have spent fighting it into finding a solution. Because most of the time, that obstacle that's been presented, and you guys have heard me talk before probably about the book called The Obstacle is the Way, but if you have not heard me, look that up and scoop that up, because that is a great book. And the concept of that is, when the obstacle is presented in front of you on your path to whatever you're trying to accomplish, the universe is kind of testing you and directing you. So what I mean by that is, they're not saying stop, quit on your goals, turn around and go home. What they're saying is, this option is closed. You cannot go this way. I don't want you to go this way. I want you to find another way, okay? So when these obstacles occur, instead of stomping our feet and turning back and going home, what we need to do is say, okay, this path is closed. I can go left or I can go right. I can go over or I can go under, but somehow I'm still going to get where I'm trying to go, but it's not going to be this way. And oftentimes, we will discover that the newfound path is actually better. And then sometimes on the new path, we'll actually even find that our goal changes, because we recognize, hey, what I thought I wanted is not exactly what I want. This is actually what I really wanted, but I wasn't aware of it at the time. So your goal might change, or you might morph into a similar goal but different. That's something that happened to us with the creation of Iron Will Strength here. You know, we were on track to do something totally different at the time. That business opportunity fell through, and that was a really difficult time for me, because I had kind of mentally switched over to what that was going to be. So it took me a while arguing against what is, to accept that that was the new deal and that thing wasn't going to work. But if it wasn't for that obstacle, we would never have come up with what Iron Strength is. It would be totally different than it is today, and I would never want to change that, because I think what we have now is very special. But it was not intended to be that way. That came out as a product of the circumstance. So I would encourage you, if you're seeing these circumstances that are out of your control and you're getting frustrated, really try to accept them quickly and then view those as the obstacle that you now need to navigate. Because I see this with injuries. Someone gets injured, let's say, and they're like, oh, I'm so frustrated. I was doing great in my workout program and I really hurt my knee and I'm out for 6 weeks. I can't squat, deadlift, or use my legs. Okay, so if we look at that as an obstacle that is intended to stop us, we just say, okay, I quit. I give up. Fuck it. Wasn't in the cards. I'm not going to do it. And then we go all the way back and lose everything we've ever gained. But instead, we say, okay, I can't do lower body exercises, but what I can do is focus on upper body and core, and maybe you realize, hey, you know what? Core has been a weakness for me. I haven't really focused on it. I'm going to focus on that now. And maybe it, of course, gives you time to double down on your nutrition because you say, you know what? Part of the reason I started this thing was to lose weight. I haven't really been doing a good job on my nutrition. Now I can't go to the gym as much. I can't run or whatever I used to do. I'm going to spend that time learning about how to change my eating habits. I'm going to spend that time learning how to cook healthy meals, etc. Now, when that leg is healed up, all of a sudden you have a new skill set to add to your repertoire, and that injured knee was a blessing in disguise. This is more common than you think. Almost everybody that has had a circumstance, a negative, unforeseen circumstance, later on down the road, at some point, might be 6 months, might be 6 years later, will say, hey, I didn't realize at the time, but that was a blessing. So that's my thought for the day. Stress is arguing what is. So the earlier we can accept it and move on and find a way around it, the better. Have a great day, you guys.